Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy holidays. It's Francisco Rojas with a Christmas edition of Phillies Today. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, you might celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, or maybe you don't celebrate any of those three, or you celebrate something else. Either way, happy holidays, and this is a Christmas edition of Phillies Today. Now, I have a nice palette of topics for you. There hasn't really that much, hasn't been much that's happened over the last few days, so going to give you a few off-season topics, I would say, for the most part. And they I haven't done this yet. I've had this written in my notes for a while, and I guess this is a good time to start doing it. I want to do top five players at each position in Phillies history. Each position. And today we're going to start with catcher. So I'm going to do the top five catchers in Phillies history. Do that in a couple of minutes. Want to get to the last one that I have here for Phillies on the Hall of Fame ballot for 2026, and that'll be Bobby Abreu. So stick around and see whether or not I think Bobby Abreu is a Hall of Famer and if he will make it into the Hall of Fame this year. So stay tuned for that. Do a short around Major League Baseball. And then with it being Christmas, going to give you my top five Christmas movies of all time. I actually did a radio show last weekend where I did like my best and worst and a little bit of underrated, but I didn't really like give a list. So for Phillies Today, hang around for the last couple minutes of the show in about 20 minutes, and I will give you my top five Christmas movies of all time. So stay tuned for that. I would love to hear yours as well. And you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. So before we get into the top five catchers in Phillies history, there was some news. Yesterday, Bryce Harper announced on his IG, his Instagram, that he will indeed be playing in the World Baseball Classic. And I am not surprised. I figured, you know, maybe at his age, at being in his early 30s, that, you know, almost in his mid-30s, he's 33, that maybe this is something that he wouldn't do. Now, maybe that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, there are definitely players in the past that have been a little older. I think Adam Wainwright was on the last WBC Team USA team. But maybe that's just nothing at all. But at the end of the day, Bryce announcing on Instagram, he says, this was his short caption here. He says, "Put the colors on my chest for the first time when I was 15. No other feeling like it. I'm excited to announce I will be representing Team USA this year in the WBC. America!" Exclamation point. So, yeah, and didn't realize first. Yeah, I guess it is his first time since, you know, he was a teenager, because he has not been on any of the WBC teams, you know, in the last like decade or so that he's been in Major League Baseball. So Bryce Harper, pretty cool. He's going to be playing on the World Baseball Classic team. And man, I will tell you, it is an absolutely stacked roster. It was announced last week that Paul Skeens, Tarek Skubal, Logan Webb, Joe Ryan, that's going to be the starting rotation. And now you're going to add Bryce Harper to a team where it is just so unbelievably stacked now. And they are going to go try and beat Japan this time around. Projected World Baseball Classic lineups, according to Talkin' Baseball on social media: Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, Kyle Schwarber, Cal Raleigh, Bryce Harper, Corbin Carroll, Gunnar Henderson, Bryce Turang, and Pete Crow Armstrong. That is a stacked roster. And Bryce Harper now a part of it. And I guess he's the second Philly to be announced for Team USA. I guess Schwarber and now Bryce Harper. Last time around, it was Trey Turner. That was on the 2023 team. So now we're going to get Bryce Harper. This is shaping up to be a pretty good team that's going to go try and take down Japan and get a little revenge. So Bryce Harper will be playing in the World Baseball Classic, as he announced on social media. All right, let's start it. Top five catchers in Philadelphia Phillies history. And not going to lie, as I was doing, you know, some prep work for this, a lot of guys in there that, you know, Bob Boone is definitely a big name and all that. So, I mean, Bob Boone is somebody I knew about growing up, of course, hearing his name being a part of the 1980 team, of course. But prior to that, man, didn't really know too many names. So, so this is officially the top five catchers in Phillies history. Starting with number five. Going Mike Lieberthal. He was the catcher that I knew about growing up, Mike Lieberthal. He had a 31 homer season back with the Phils in 1999. Made the All-Star team that year, won a Gold Glove, made the All-Star team the next year. He was a pretty good offensive catcher for his day. I think that's like a safe bet, that Lieberthal was a pretty good offensive catcher for his day. So, giving Lieberthal the nod there. Next, I'm going Bob Boone. Like I had mentioned, Boone prior to, somebody that played with the Phils from 72 to 81. So not somebody that I necessarily grew up watching play. And it's not like he put up numbers like Johnny Bench or later on Mike Piazza, so he wasn't like a power-hitting catcher like that or anything, but he was a big part of that 1980 team that won. He prior to that season, he had a couple of all-star game appearances, had down-ballot MVP votes in 1978, won a couple of Gold Gloves as well, and Bob Boone, legend here in Philadelphia, so I think it would be dumb of me not to include Bob Boone on the list. Next, I'm going Chooch, man. And again, a little biased just because I'm going to be a little more biased to the guys I was able to watch and things like that, especially when, again, like there's not like going back prior to 1980. It's not like there's a lot of household name Phillies catchers in the history. There is Jack Clements. And I will say this, just a little side note real quick. Jack Clements, I originally had a number five on the list, but I think it was more important for me to put the other five on there because those are more guys I can speak to anyway. So Jack Clements, honorable mention. I think he's actually tied with JT Realmuto for the highest B war by a Phillies catcher in the history of the franchise. So Jack Clements is on there too. But number three is Carlos Ruiz Chooch. Actually, in his prime years with the Phils, kind of better, I think offensively than even I remembered. I mean, 2010 had a 302 batting average of 400 on base percentage, received down ballot MVP votes. No, he only actually had double digit home runs twice, or I mean once, excuse me, and that was a season in 2012 where he got suspended for using PEDs. That maybe you would say, oh, that should factor into the decision. I mean, sure, but I mean, look, man, I get it, but I'm keeping Chooch here on number three on my list. But had that season, and also had, but he was just, I mean, look, one thing I hear is that pitching staffs for the Phillies love them. Roy Halladay loved them. So it's important for a pitching staff to depend on your catcher. So, I mean, Carlos Ruiz, to me, should be number three on this list. So I have Chooch number three. And then number two and number one, I went back and forth on. Went back and forth on these guys because I think they had, one guy still is playing and one guy, retired in 97 and is no longer with us. Unfortunately, Darren Dalton, rest in peace. Man, I went back and forth on this because I think on one hand, Phillies fans love Darren Dalton and he was a big part of those, the 93 team. That's one of the, unfortunately never won at all, but still probably one of the most popular teams in the city's history, not in just Phillies history, but in Philadelphia sports history, that 1993 Phillies team. And he was, a big part of that team that had a lot of personalities. And Darren Dalton was one of the best players on that team as well. 92 and 93 had back-to-back, incredible years where he finished top 10 in MVP voting. Like, Dalton is, a Phillies legend. I think I'm going Darren Dalton number two, man. I think I'm going Darren Dalton number two. And number one, I'm going with the guy that we're trying to re-sign right now. Or that we think, that they're going to re-sign. JT Realmuto. I actually think JT Realmuto at this point, again, it's not like it's a position where there's been it's flooded with, elite players and legends. So think of it for me at the end of the day. JT, since he has gotten here, has been an all-around, really good catcher. In the last couple of years, I know it's dipped a little bit, but has still been okay offensively and has been a good defensive catcher. I think we can all agree on that. No, does that mean elite status? No. From 19 to 23, you could say he was probably the best catcher in baseball. In 2023, he had a good year, wasn't a great year. The other years he was very good. I just think JT, since he's gotten here for the last 7 years, I think it's enough for me to say he's the best catcher in the history of the team. Just all around, whether it's power, being able to steal bases, even OPS behind the plate, like everything. I think he's given you everything he's been an all around great catcher since he's gotten here to Philadelphia. And even before that with Miami, obviously, like we all knew he was an all around really good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Catcher when he's with the Marlins too. But I just think that JT, I think at this point, playing 7 years with the team, I could venture to say he is the number one catcher in Phillies history. And I know it's, people that love Darren Dalton that might get upset at that. I get it. I just don't think, I don't know, when I look at Dalton's numbers, like he had a couple of years where he had, you know, those really good years. But outside of that, like I know maybe different era then, but like, I don't know, JT, again, like was Darren Dalton ever the best catcher in baseball? Well, maybe he was for a couple of years there, but outside of that, I mean, look, JT has been, for the most part of his Phillies tenure, has been the best catcher in baseball. And that's, I would say, for 5 of the 7 years, he has been. So I just view it as JT, to me, is the number one catcher in Phillies history. But now let me know your list. I want to know your list. So I am going Lieberthal, Bob Boone, Carlos Ruiz, Darren Dalton, and then JT Realmuto. That's 5-1. So if you want to go 1-5, JT Realmuto, Darren Dalton, Carlos Ruiz, Bob Boone, and then Mike Lieberthal. So let me know your thoughts. Tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know who do you have as the top 5 catchers in Phillies history. Okay, let's get to Phillies on the Hall of Fame ballot. So we've done J-Roll, we have done Chase Utley, we have done Cole Hamels. And those three, obviously, legends here in Phil's history for what they accomplished with the team from, you know, the late 2000s up until the, you know, the early 2010s, and you know, their entirety of their careers in Phillies uniforms, they are legends to this point. And I've said it in, and I have not said that any of those guys are Hall of Famers to this point. I do think Chase has the best shot. I am borderline on Chase. I still think he just misses for me, but I don't know, man. Chase is somebody I go back and forth on. But now we're gonna do Bobby Abreu. So Abreu now, so last year he came in at 19.5% on his 6th year on the ballot. His first year was 2020 when he debuted at 5.5% on the ballot. Just was able to stay on the ballot on his first year. So he gets 5.5 on his first ballot. His second was 8.7% in 2021, and then 2022. 8.6, year after that, 15.4, and then you get to last couple of years, 14.8, and then last year was 19.5%. And look, again, like I have mentioned with the, you know, J-Roll and Chase especially, and especially Chase, this is a year for guys like those two to, you know, to take a leap in some form, in getting some support on the Hall of Fame ballot, if there are writers that do think they could potentially be Hall of Famers. This is years for those guys to possibly, you know, either get in the Hall of Fame or, you know, make a jump. And same thing for Abreu, and especially now we're getting to the last couple of years for him on the ballot. So it'll be 7, 8, 9, 10. So he has 4 more shots, at least on the main ballot. And so this will be an interesting year for Abreu. He's definitely an analytics darling. If he's somebody that didn't really maybe get the proper respect, and again, he played in like the, you know, the steroid era too, for a decent amount, you know, the first 4 to 5 years of his career, I would say. So maybe that's a part of it. But look, for his career, Abreu has a almost 300, 400, 500 slash line, a 300 average, 400 on base, 500 OPS. And look, Abreu had a really good career. And again, somebody that is really, and this term has been used before, criminally underrated. Ended up with 574 doubles for his career, almost 2,500 hits, 400 stolen bases on the dot. And I mean, he had a really good career, really good career. The only thing with Abreu that's tough is that, like, he never really, like, stuck out in any, like, one category, right? Like, somebody that I was trying to, you know, compare careers to was like, okay, at least when you're looking at wins above replacement, is Bobby Abreu, or is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., or Vladimir Guerrero Sr. And Guerrero, they're similar with their WAR, with their WAR 7, which takes your seven highest seasons of WAR and adds them together, you know, to have your like seven best peak years, pretty much. And they're pretty similar in both categories, right? But the thing about Vladimir Guerrero to me is that, you know, he ended up with 449 home runs, and the power was there, and he almost hit, you know, he was averaging almost, you know, upwards of almost 40 home runs every year for a stretch of time. And he was also a great hitter. He hit .318 for his career, and he won an MVP at one point in 04. Like, Vladimir Guerrero was one of, you know, probably one of the best hitters in baseball for a stretch of time. Now, I think severely underrated was Abreu, but I think there's a difference between being severely underrated and being undervalued and saying, wait, this guy can be a Hall of Famer. Now, I do think Abreu can be borderline, but the issue with me is that, like, looking at somebody like Guerrero, is that he had that thing that stuck out to me. It was like, oh, he was such a, you know, the 449 home runs to go with the .318 batting average, almost a .400 on base percentage, like a .140 OPS plus for his career. Like, that stuck out to me. Like, Bobby Abreu, it's like you go back and look at his career, and it's, man, he was so underrated. Like, wow, I don't think people realize how good of a hitter he actually was. But I don't know. I think Abreu just misses the mark for me. Just does. And you look back at his baseball reference page, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy was really good player, and definitely deserves more respect. But I don't think that equals Hall of Fame for me. So I'm going Abreu. I don't think he is a Hall of Famer. I think he just misses, and I don't think he makes the Hall of Fame this year. But maybe he gets his highest percentage that he's gotten. And I would think that he's definitely going to get his highest percentage on a ballot, considering how weak the ballot is this year. So that's what I got for you on Abreu. Also around MLB, before I get to my top five Christmas movies of all time, transactions, we got Marlins signing Pete Fairbanks, somebody that Phil's fans and myself was hoping maybe they could sign. And he goes on a one-year deal. Pirates signed Ryan O'Hearn on a two-year deal. He was somebody I was thinking maybe the Phil's could look at, but the Garcia signing kind of ruled that out. Sean Newcomb, the lefty, signs a one-year deal with the White Sox, 1 year, $4.5 million. And also, just some rumors, Yankees, Mets, and Royals are interested in former Phil Austin Hayes. All right, before we get out of here, top five Christmas movies of all time. And I had about, I'm not going to lie, I had about like 15 movies on the list here to narrow down. And I didn't have too much of a tough time narrowing this down. So this is my top five. Number five, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, I don't think anyone can, I think they had to be on the list. I think, like, consensually, they're probably in a lot of people's top fives. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Some classic scenes in there. Just overall, it's classic. It cannot have National Lampoon's in there. Number four, maybe this is something that doesn't come to mind for a lot of people, and maybe because it's a Muppet movie, but Muppet Christmas Carol, man. I grew up on that movie, and I saw it many times as a kid. And you know what's funny? There was probably it maybe makes sense because as I got older, but there was like a 15-year stretch where I didn't see that movie. And maybe it's because I, you know, became a teenager and in my 20s. I actually watched it, I think, for the first time or the year before, for the first time in forever, in like a long time. Muppet's Christmas Carol is really good. It's not, I don't think I've seen too many other Muppet movies, but it was really good. Muppet's Christmas Carol, I've probably seen like 15 times, and it's a classic to me. Number three, saw it in theaters, Polar Express. Polar Express, one of the best. I think it's probably the best cartoon or anime or whatever you want to call it. Christmas movie of all time. Polar Express, going with the number three. Number two, The Santa Claus. Santa Claus, again, grew up with it and came out in 94, the year I was born. Santa Claus with Tim Allen. It's a classic. It's a classic. Number two. And then number one, talking about growing up with movies, and I've done said that about the last three. Number one, because I don't think National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation I didn't see growing up. I actually think I saw it later in life, in early 20s. Number one, Elf. Elf, for me. Will Ferrell, for a long time, was my favorite actor. I don't even know if I really have one at this point. But Elf, easily number one on my list. Out of all the Will Ferrell movies, one of my favorites. And it's just, I've seen it so many times. I saw it in theaters when it came out when I was 8 or 9 years old, back in 2003, I think it came out. It's just, I don't know, what more can you say? Elf is a classic. And I've said that about all five of these movies, but they are all five are classics to me. So Elf is number one for me. That's my top five. All the topics here. Top five catchers of all time. Bobby Abreu on the Hall of Fame ballot. And top five Christmas movies of all time. I want to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. And I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday season. All of that. I really wish you all the best and be safe. So that will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon right here on Phillies Today. Have a great holiday season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.